Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Saturday, March 30th, 2024, and I will be reading for you two passages of Scripture, one from the book of Hebrews, and the other from the Gospel according to St. Mark. We begin with St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. Brethren, take care lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end, while it is said, today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Who were they that heard and yet were rebellious? Was it not all those who left Egypt under the leadership of Moses? And then our second passage is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 through 44. At that time Jesus went out to a lonely place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him pursued him. And they found him, and said to him, everyone is searching for you. And he said to them, let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, beseeching him, and kneeling said to him, if you will, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I will, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And he sternly charged him, and sent him away at once, and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to a priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a proof to them. It's interesting how these nuggets are just embedded within the Scriptures, isn't it? And you don't really notice it until you come across it and it just strikes you. And that just happened with this passage. It said, Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and they found him. They didn't find him without the pursuit, without taking the initiative to go find Jesus. Jesus did not pursue them. They pursued him, and they found him. Interesting how it's worded that way versus how the American churchianity preaches God pursuing us. Doesn't quite work that way, does it? We pursue God, and if we do, we will find him. My name is James D. Newcomb, and you have been listening to Good Morning and Praise the Lord. This is a division of Overtly Orthodox Media. You can find everything about us at overtlyorthodox.com. Thank you for listening, and we will close today's rather short episode with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.